This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. There have been a series of explosions in Baghdad, but no one was injured in either event Saturday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the blasts followed emotional funerals where protesters chanted, "America is the great Satan," following a deadly attack that killed Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani and several others.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Here in the United States, protests took place across the country Saturday against the prospect of war with Iran following the drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani. AP's Julie Walker has more.
At the D.C. demonstration in front of Trump Hotel, Jane Fonda spoke. Organizers say there were protests in 30 cities, including New York's Times Square, where Eric Rossi voiced his concerns about escalating tensions.
Murder and assassination cannot lead to any good consequences.
Susan Schnell is president of Veterans for Peace NYC.
We've seen the death and destruction of war, and we say no more war.
President Trump has said we took action to stop a war. Or not start one. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called up more than 3,000 military reservists to help battle devastating fires that have scorched huge swaths of New South Wales and Victoria State. Morrison said Saturday the extra military resources will be deployed to deal with the deadly bushfires across the nation.
The priority of this deployment is to assist ensuring the safety of life, to support the evacuation of affected people, particularly in isolated communities, and provide assistance to isolated communities and support state-managed evacuation centres.
Searing heat scorched Australia on Saturday. Temperatures soared above 43 degrees Celsius in Canberra and more than 48 degrees in the Sydney suburbs. The deadly fires, which have been raging since September, have already burned about 5 million hectares of land and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. 14 people died and 9 were wounded in a bomb attack on a bus bringing children back from a school break in northern Burkina Faso Saturday. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the blast, which occurred in Suru province near the border with Mali. Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have increased attacks in the area over the past 2 years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Attacks in the past 12 months have killed hundreds and forced nearly 1 million people to flee their homes. Chad has ended a month-long mission fighting Boko Haram in neighboring Nigeria and withdrawn its 1,200-strong force across their common border. The Chad troops brought out, in pickup trucks and tank transporters, crossed the bridge back to their home capital of N'Djamena in the Cameroon border town of Kusere. Boko Haram began an insurrection in Nigeria more than a decade ago, leading to at least 35,000 deaths. The violence has spilled over into Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. China has replaced Wang Zemin, the head of its Hong Kong-based liaison office, the most senior mainland political official based in the Chinese-controlled territory. His dismissal follows more than 6 months of often violent anti-government protests in the city. China's Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security said on its website late Saturday that Wang, who had held the post since 2017, had been replaced by 65-year-old Luo Huining. Protests that began in June over a now-withdrawn law that would allow the extradition of Hong Kong defendants to mainland China for trial have morphed into demands for more freedoms and protection of Hong Kong's unique status. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.